the best I can.
And he is doing the best he can, let me tell you.
We've got him on the show right now. It's Kip Gamblin from Tricky Business on the program with Ruby and Dave. How are you going, Kip?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Oh, fantastic. That is...
song, the Gamblin song.
Mate, that's the old Allman Brothers, and it's Ramblin' Man. So I just thought, oh, well, your last name's it. Your last name's Gamblin, so I thought, oh, well.
I love it. I tell you, this Davo,
he's tricky.
Now, listen, Kip, we're stoked to talk to you, mate. You've had a long and illustrious career, and now you're in the Tricky Business, the new series, Shane Bourne, Debbie Byrne. Mate, how's it going?
It's going really well, actually. We've had two episodes go to air so far. The third one's coming up tonight, as you probably know, 9:45 on Channel 9.
Yes.
Mate, but, I can't wait. Yeah. We can't wait to see it. And I was really surprised. Now, the promos went on for a little while for Trigger Business till she got up and running.
Just a little while.
Just a little while. But look, I wasn't disappointed when I saw the first couple of episodes. Really, really good. You do a great job, mate.
Thanks. Yeah, I think the show is really well written. And, you know, it's sort of, it's nothing quite like it on TV, you know. I mean, of course, there's other shows that are based around a family, but not around a family of mercantile agents.
To put it bluntly, that's right.
Now, look, I know, Kip, that Tricky Business is really on the radar at the moment, but I've got to tell you, looking into your background, I was a little stoked to know of your dancing, your artistic genius with that, and working with Barbara Streisand.
Look,
you've got to tell people. How was that?
That was like the Twilight Zone, to be honest.
No, it's all right. I want to know. We all want to know, Kip.
Well, she's an elusive star. Like, she doesn't sort of come up and do performances in Australia that often.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were big. There were, I think, 40,000 people each night when we did that show. We did two in Sydney and two in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I got to actually open the show with a dance number, and then I did this this illusion with her where she came up through this trap door into my arms and I sort of revealed her to the audience.
Oh,
wow.
And it was hilarious. Like, you know, the 40,000 Barbara Streisand fans, and as you know, they're quite diehard.
Yeah, for sure.
And
Nanny Fran, I think.
But she doesn't go anywhere with about eight people faffing around her.
Oh,
you know,
truly?
You've got security guys and people adjusting her dress.
Mate, you would have had big security when you're on Home and Away, wouldn't you?
Oh, huge.
Massive.
You know, I just went and stood next to Lincoln Lewis.
I've got to tell you, Kip, if Barbara Streisand knew what was going on, that she had an absolute star in the making.
Oh, mate.
Who was holding her in her arms, I tell you.
Yeah, fantastic.
I should ring her up and contact her and say, look, I'm coming to America, you know, how about putting me up for a few weeks at your place?
Why not?
Why not indeed? Well, mate, listen, we're stoked on the success of the show and we're very happy to be able to talk to you today too. And I think you play a great part as Rick Taylor in Nine's Risky Business, and we've got the third episode coming up tonight.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good one. I like this one. It's directed by David Caesar, who did films like Mullet and Idiot Box and Prime Mover. He's a great director, and not that Sean Seed, who did the first couple, wasn't, but it's really good, a really good app. And I think the show, you know, it's on a bit late at night, but a lot of people are recording it, and also they're doing reruns on a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, which is always
just
good.
Just before the football. But our numbers are really good, you know, for that time of night.
Oh, no, it's fabulous.
And, mate, on a personal note, you've lucked it in with Gigi as your opposite.
That's right.
So surely.
Yeah, you know, I could have done worse.
And Kip, just tell us, Rick, I mean, you know, he really does have the best of both worlds, doesn't he? Little live-in lover there. Sometimes it's a part-time lover thing, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you know, people might think Rick's a bit of a dodgy guy, but he's not. He's a lovely bloke. He just made a bad decision, you know. And I think we need to hang in there and support him and hope he comes through.
Ooh, I'm sure he will.
It sounds like a bit of a sneak peek of upcoming episodes. Kip, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning in the Ruby and Dave Show.
No worries. Just to let you know, New South Wales are going to come good in the next game, by the way.
Oh, behave yourself. Listen, Kip.
I believe it when I see it.
We love you, but that's going a bit far.
All right. Thanks, Kip Gamblin. Good on you, mate.
See you, Kip.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Too.